This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure. Pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for tuning in tonight, for paying attention. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can buy a couple of shirts. Ramblings of a Right... No, that's not the shirt. That's the book. I should have a shirt made, huh? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible. No, nobody would wear it, would they? And by the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, you're going to find out you don't have to hate any of them. You can also buy T-shirts up there. Hey, it's the summertime. Buy some shirts. Shirts are hashtag stand, right? Stand for America. Stand to make America great again. Stand against the resistance. I mean, just crazy. All the stuff that's being, and tonight, for the rest of the show, the rest of 2 hours, we're going to be dealing with the, there's going to be a smorgasbord of the crazy stories that are out there. Because there's a lot of them. And I'm just going to hit them and just run through them and let you guys decide for yourselves whether they're true, not true. You know? Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved at all in the conversation. Stop sending me food pictures. Going on my mind. Anyhow, I love this. This is a good one to kick off with. The Supreme Court just upheld the offensive trademarks as a form of free speech. That's right. Snowflakes are losing their minds right about now. They can't even believe that this would happen. But here's the deal. Because you know what's going to happen. People on the left are going, yeah, that was because they just brought in Gorsuch and all this other stuff. And, you know, there's too many conservatives on that Supreme Court, and it's really not the right thing to do. And, oh, my God, we're... Well, here's the problem with all that whining. It was an 8-0 vote. Yeah, it was an 8-0 vote. That means, for those of you who don't really understand simple English, that means that, yeah, and this was heard before Neil got on the, or Justice Neil, or whatever you want to call him, got on the board. I mean, got on the court. That's why it's 8 and not 9. So the Supreme Court ruled that even trademarks considered to be derogatory deserve First Amendment protection. The decision was a victory for an Asian-American dance rock band dubbed The Slants, and in all likelihood for the Washington Redskin, whose trademarks were canceled in 2014 following complaints from Native Americans. Now, think about that. The Supreme Court said it doesn't matter how offensive you are, you know, whether you like what's having to be said, whether you like the picture or not, you cannot squelch it because of the First Amendment. That means the trademark department, which was the one, you know, our trademark division, they were the ones canceling some of these things, some of these, like the Washington Redskins, the logos, whatever you would call them, trademarked logo, yeah, logos. And you can't do that anymore. So you snowflakes that don't want to hear certain things on college campuses, guess what? It doesn't matter. Your college could lose money for breaking the law, right? Your college could lose money for not standing up to the Constitution and not defending the Constitution. He goes on to say, it offends a bedrock of First Amendment principles. Speech may not be banned on the grounds that is that expresses ideas that offend, according to Justice Samuel Alito. He wrote for the unanimous court. He rejected the government's argument that protected trademarks become a form of government rather than private speech. I mean, these guys were scraping the bottom of the barrel. They had no clue what they were talking about. It's really crazy. He went on to say, if the federal registration of a trademark makes the mark government speech, then the federal government is babbling prodigiously and incoherently, Alito said. I like him. He said the government was babbling. That was perfect. He went on to say, it is saying many unseemly things. It is expressing contradictory views. It's unashamedly endorsing a vast array of commercial products and services. And it is providing Delphic advice to the consuming public. I wish he would write at sixth grade level, so it would make my life a lot easier. But what but think about what he's saying here. You guys don't have a right to be protected from being offended. You don't like a term. You don't like the way something sounds. You don't like the way it looks. You don't like what it might represent. Too bad. Don't buy it. Don't go to the Redskin games. Don't go see the Slants. When they play their music or listen to them or buy their songs. Now, the nation's capital has been captivated for years with the battle over the Redskins' name, but the high court had left the football team's case pending as a federal appeals court in order to hear the challenge brought by the band leader, Simon Tam, and his Portland, Oregon-based foursome. In a statement following the ruling, Tam said it vindicated First Amendment rights for all Americans who are fighting against paternal government policies. They all going to lead to a viewpoint of discrimination. I mean, when the government, again, here again, the government decides whether or not you have a right to have a certain kind of logo. When we do have a freedom of speech, right? And then what kicks in at that point in time is your freedom of speech. Your freedom of speech to tell them you don't like what they're doing, so you're not going to eat at their place. You're going to buy their football tickets. There's so much we're not going to do anymore because we don't like what you're doing. Now, in an interview with USA Today, Tam, who's 36, said freedom of expression is particularly needed with those you disagree with. He added that satire, humor, and wit and irony are all things that we need to talk about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I got a lot of these stories lined up. Another Supreme Court ruling that I think you'll like. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation, for real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Oh, be happy. Seriously. Hillary's not president. Be happy. It'll make your day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really, really seriously, be happy. Right? We had to do it for 8 years. I mean, even when we were slamming our head against the table, we still had to be happy. And we dealt with all the things that we hated. We didn't go shoot anybody up. Right? We didn't... I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not the end of the world. I don't care who you are. It's not the end of the world. Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you... Wow, somebody's making s'mores out in the hot street, too. Wow. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, I really do want you involved in I really do want you involved in the conversation. I really do want you involved in the live chat, because I want to know what you think. I really do. I want to know how you're approaching this stuff. I want to know how you're thinking about this stuff. So I actually have a clue as to how to deal with it, how to deal with some of the way you're thinking about it. All right, so let's go back to where I was at. The Supreme Court, we really dealt a blow to the snowflakes on every campus and every college across the country. And basically saying that things, and Alito was great at this. I mean, like, suck it up, deal with it. The government has no right to reject a trademark, pull a trademark, or tell you that you can't use the logo because it's offensive to someone else. Right? Free speech is either free speech or it's not, people. But the beauty is that this was an 8-0 decision. This means that the liberal justices, right, the ones that you guys love, that you want more of, what's that one that falls asleep? What's her name? Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was for this, right? And Elena Kagan was for this. I mean, they were all for this. When you have an 8-0 decision, it kind of tells you they're all coming from the same place. That pesky little constitution that some of you have just found, yeah, that governs our country. Not your feelings, not how you feel in your little safe room or your trigger warning room or whatever it is you got. No, the law is what dictates how we operate and what we do. And Alito went on to say, just because it offends doesn't mean anything. You're allowed to have an expression of ideas. We're not going to ban the expression of ideas. Contradictory views are good. Anyway, Lisa Blatt, the lawyer representing the Washington football team, said that the decision resolved the Redskins' longstanding dispute with the government. The government came in after they had this logo for so many years and all of a sudden decided they could just yank it away from them. They could take the trademark away from them, which meant anybody could use it. Anybody could make money off it. The Supreme Court vindicated the team's position that the First Amendment blocks the government from denying or canceling a trademark registration based on the government's opinion. The Slants, which is the group that some found offensive to the Asian American community, went to court after being denied trademark registration for the name they chose. Oh, really?
No.
Oh, my God. You are such a... What did Joe call you? A Pollyanna. There you go. Adopting a term used by others to disparage Asian Americans and wearing it as a badge of pride. It was misappropriation, according to one person. There's that word again. Oh, God. After losing in a lower court, think about that. How did they lose in a lower court? This is straight, clean, right down the middle, black and white. Come on, you have to smoke so much crap, so much crack. Right, that you'd be out cold not to be able to understand what freedom of speech is all about. After losing in the lower court, the band won at the U.S. Supreme Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, which ruled 9-3 last year that the First Amendment protects even hurtful speech. But the Obama administration said, no, that can't be right. It bothers me. And they brought it to the Supreme Court, who listened to it, I guess, last year. In January. There you go. Sorry. During oral arguments in January, several justices said provocative names are chosen by individuals and organizations to express their views on an advertising, or as advertising, denying trademark registration, they said, was a form of viewpoint of discrimination. Yeah. Ramblings of a right-wing, Bible-thumping white guy. Did you think I chose that title so that it would be embraced and loved? No, I want you to think. I want you to be irritated. I want you to buy the book just to come after me. The Supreme Court has upheld negative speech in recent years, even when it involved distasteful protests at military funerals or disgusting animal cruelty. Yeah, that was the other thing. As much as I hate it, I think it's wrong. I'd love to wring their necks. Those people that were protesting and at military funerals. You know, to my friends on the right, you can't have it both ways. You can't pick and choose which ones are allowed to have the freedom of speech or not. But what I loved about it was the bikers and others that draped the cemetery in flags. They stood in front of everything. They wouldn't let those people get there. I thought that was wonderful. Steve, you have a right to do that, too. We have to start. How about we stop whining, right? How about we stop complaining about what the other side's doing? How about we get out and do something about it, just like they did? I'm not telling you to be violent like they are. They bring 100, you bring 200, right? They bring 270 to a town hall meeting, you bring 300, you get there earlier than them. How's that? And when they start pitching a fit because you're saying one nation under God, you say God louder. You break the meter. How's that? I'm so tired of hearing about, oh, they can't do that. You can't. Friends of mine on the right that will live it at Facebook and Google and Twitter even, right, for censoring their posts and what they put up there and what have you. They have a right to do that. There is no First Amendment guarantee in a private company or business. Yeah, you come into my office, you come into my studio, you don't have a right to say anything you want. The only reason you have that right is because I gave it to you. I own the mic. I own the airwave for that time I'm on. So, you know, when you start making those, yeah, kind of make us look a little stupid. You kind of make us look like the one guy said, we're stuck on stupid. You take a real fight, you take real issues, and that's what you move forward on. That way there's nothing they can say. There's nothing they can say to make fun of you. Some of the justices also wondered whether the government should retain wiggle room, particularly since even without being registered, the groups such as the Slants can advertise and sign contracts. The Supreme Court has upheld negative speech in recent years, even when involved in distasteful protests at military funerals or disgusting Animal Crush videos. But last year, it allowed Texas to ban specialty license plates featuring the Confederate flag because it was considered a form of government. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come back. I got a lot more of these. The Supreme Court also I'm going to blow this up. You can't sue the Bush administration for war crimes. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-RealShow, 855-732-5563. Yeah, and really, seriously, get involved in the conversation. Don't just, I can see some of you are really going at it, which is fine. That's a good thing. I can't keep up with you either, but it's still a good thing. And I really do appreciate, guys, the conversations you're having and what have you. Yep. You know, it's really funny. I look at what's going down in the chat room and some of the conversations you guys are having. And it's all this stuff with Liz Warren. Elizabeth Warren, excuse me. I don't want to call her Liz. It sounds like I know her. I don't want to know her. Even if I knew her, I wouldn't want to know her. I'm sure I wouldn't want to know her. You know, think of all the things, all the lies that she told. She sat there. Years ago, when she was thinking about running, I played some of her speeches. Especially the ones that she gives in front of other Democrats. And I said, look, I know a lot of Democrats that aren't stupid. And this stuff that she's spewing is stupidity at its finest. When she was talking about the 1% and who had this and who had that and who was paying taxes, who wasn't paying taxes, and who was screwing the government, I'm thinking to myself, you get paid like, $300,000 to $400,000 a year to teach one class? I'm sorry. Who's screwing who? Who has money? Who's getting paid for doing nothing? I'm a little confused here. Supreme Court came down with another go-in, too, on Monday. They ruled that former detainees, think about this, cannot sue the Bush administration or its officials. Now, the Supreme Court had ruled six men detained after the September 11th attacks are not legally able to sue top officials from the Bush administration, six men, all of Arab and South Asian descent, and in the U.S. illegally, they were here, they should have been here, illegally, were detained with hundreds of others and held for periods of time between 3 and 6 months. They were in a federal facility in Brooklyn. Now, the men said that they were subjected to harsh conditions, physical abuse and detention. For example, guards allegedly slammed detainees into walls, twisted their arms, wrists and fingers, broke their bones, referred to them as terrorists. What movie was this in? I missed this. I missed that in the box office. threatened them with violence, subjected them to humiliation, sexual comments, and insulted their religion. Now, do I believe all the cops were doing that? Do I believe that happened? Yes. Do I believe it happened with all the cops? No. Do I believe every one of those items happened? No. Do I believe that they mouthed off? They try to start trouble? They try to show who was the tough guy and the cops put them in their place? Yes. Now, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals had ruled that the lawsuit could proceed, but the Supreme Court said the former detainees are not able to hold top Bush administrative officials personally liable for the constitutional violations. The officials named in the case included former Attorney General John Ashcroft, former FBI Director Robert Mueller. Now, the case, if you want to go look it up, is Ziegler and Abbasi. The court's decision allowed for the high-level officials to violate the Constitution without fear of personal accountability. That's a dangerous message to send, especially in these days. Now, I agree that these guys are going to push the envelope, especially, you know, we're talking about 3,000 Americans that died that day. We're talking about two major buildings, a city that was under siege. This was a very big deal. Now, I'm not saying that you break the Constitution, that you go against the law. I'm not saying any of that. I'm not saying because something like this happens, we have a right to pistol whip everybody that looks Middle Eastern. That's not what I'm saying at all. But we got to the point, you know, talking to somebody who was in the military over the weekend. And he said, you know, they've lightened the backpacks that they take out on hikes by almost half. They can't use the kind of language they used to use to try to get the trainees to where they need to be. Everything has to be kinder and gentler. I don't want our military to be kinder and gentler. I want our military to break and kill. That's what I want them to do. And I realize at times we use it for humanitarian reasons, but you know that's not what I'm talking about. If they have to go protect people, if they have to go do stuff, if they have to go get a job accomplished, I don't want them worried about who they're going to offend, how they're going to hurt. There was a letter, I'll see if I can find it, from a military guy who talked about since they've allowed women to be in the, I don't want to say the Green Berets, but you know, one of the SEAL team type of situations. His viewpoint on what that did. And some of you are going to find it extremely offensive. Some of you are going to go, yeah, I get it. I don't know how you fix it, but I get it. We'll deal with that afterwards. So we're still talking about the Second Amendment, Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court saying that you cannot, which I think is, I don't even know why somebody wants to do this to begin with. Can't sue President Bush or his administration, George W., the things that took place after 9/11. Now, the court decision allowed for high-level officials to violate the Constitution without fear of personal accountability. You know, I get what they're saying, but do you think their goal was to violate the Constitution? Do you think they set out to say, hey, let's take the Constitution and use it for toilet paper, like the last administration did? In a 4-2 vote, the justices found that Congress had not provided a legal mechanism for seeking damages for constitutional violations by agents of the federal government. Such a mechanism exists for constitutional violations by state officials only. In his majority opinion, Justice Kennedy wrote that the Congress's silence on the issue is unlikely to have been accidental. You know, when it comes to these kind of things, it's a very delicate balance. Well, he went on to say there's a balance to be struck in situations like this one between deterring constitutional violations and freeing high officials to make the lawful decisions necessary to protect the nation. You know, we shouldn't have to go get a warrant every time something is happening and happening now. And I'm not talking about the regular everyday stuff. I am talking about when it comes to what looks like might be a terrorist attack. How long do we have to wait to get the information off the phone? How long do we wait for the warrant and wait for the fight and wait for whatever? Like from an Apple. To get them to take the password off a phone. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reported, Kennedy said It is Congress that generally authorizes damage suits, and while he acknowledged some expectations, he said those exceptions do not apply in this case. He wanted to make sure that the Supreme Court's opinion should not be read to condone this kind of work. And that's the other thing, by the way, what we forget about. The Supreme Court doesn't make law. They give you their opinion on a law, on something that's taken place. So when you leave the court, it doesn't mean that that is now the new law. Congress is supposed to take that back up and remake that law, remake that bill, whatever you want to call it. But hey, we've gotten so far from how all three branches of government are supposed to work. It's going to take a long time to bring them back, and it's going to take people willing to give up power. Think about the amount of power you have or perceived to have. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Yeah, I think I pulled this off. Father of Otto Warmbier openly said at the press conference day after his son passed away, a tragic thing, said that the Obama administration told them to keep quiet. Wonder why that was. And he's very blessed and happy that the Trump administration worked immediately on starting to bring him home. The father of Otto Warmbier, an American college student imprisoned in North Korea until this week, spoke out about his experience working with the Trump administration to free his son. He delivered a very short press conference after his son passed away. He said, when Otto was first taken, we were advised by the past administration to take a low profile while they worked to obtain the release. We did so without result. Earlier this year, Cindy, his wife, and he decided the time for strategic patience was over. Yeah, well, the time for strategic patience should have been over 48 hours after the other team told you to keep your mouth shut. We made a few media appearances, traveled in Washington to meet with the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Korea and Japan, Ambassador Joe Yun at the State Department. It is my understanding that the Ambassador Yun and his team, at the direction of the President, President Trump, that is, aggressively pursued a resolution of the situation. So apparently, he hadn't been trolled by the Obama administration to do anything. This is your kid. This is your son, your daughter. What would you do? Just ask. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
I guess you can sum it up in 2 words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in a chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 85. I'm waiting for a sneeze. Should I just wait? No. That would be kind of freaky, wouldn't it? All right, no, we'll just keep going, and I'll just sneeze on the mic. It's all right. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The man, there's just so much. There's so much we could have a field day with. But I want to finish up real quick with the warm. Is it Warmer? Warm beer. Warm beer. There you go. I should be able to remember that. But as the father came out, Fred came out, Mr. Warm Beer. And he recalls that the Obama administration telling him to lay low, keep quiet, don't do anything. But what I love is when he said that was it. The time for strategic patience was over. Is that what they were calling it? Is that what the Obama administration was calling it? The strategic patience? We're going to wait them out. Oh, yeah. That worked good with the little fat guy over there in North Korea, huh? When Otto was first taken, he said, we were advised by the past administration to take a low profile while they worked to obtain his release. But we did. Nothing happened. Earlier this year, Cindy and I decided that the time for strategic patience was over. And he went on to say that we made a few media appearances, traveled to Washington to meet with the Deputy Assistant Secretary. And it is my understanding that Ambassador Yoon and his team, at the direction of the President, I like this, aggressively pursued resolution. So they actually did something. They didn't sit back and wait, kind of giggle and say, yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll just wait. Because that never fixes anything. That never does anything. And this is what this administration, except when it came to taking advantage of the American people, they did this all the time. What did we get out of the Iranian deal? I want you to think about it. I want you to write the pros and cons on a piece of paper. That's right. You have homework. What did we get out of the Iranian deal? I guarantee that they wouldn't have nuclear missiles for a period of time. Nah, I don't think that happened. What were we getting out of the TPP except that we were being screwed for it? What did we get out of the Paris Accord? Again, we were being screwed. Come on, think about it. Big time advantage. We got nothing. There was no upside for us. And to say it's going to create a more peaceful. And no, it's not. The Cuban deal, nothing. We got bupkis out of it. And the Cuban people got even less. The Raul brothers, they got a whole boatload. So, you know, when you hear stuff like this, you shouldn't be surprised. I'm never surprised anymore. I am definitely never surprised when I hear how we got sold. Oh, there it is. We got sold down the river by the Obama administration. Did I ever get to this dope bra story? I did? Okay. I can get rid of it. I have it on the waiting list. That is just always amazes me. Always confuses me when I hear stuff like this. Like, how does one fit the other? It makes no sense. All right. So, we're hearing all this Russia, you know, everything's about Russia. Everything's about, you know, Russia hacking our election. Well, first of all, what did they actually hack into? Help me understand. They hacked into the DNC server, right? They tried to hack into the Republican server, but apparently too hard to get into ours. Go figure that one out. The Democrats, I guess they'll hire anybody to do their security, which is obvious. When you look and pay attention to what's going on, you look at the noise that's happening, the noise around what's going on. But like I said, if you ever read a magic book, how magicians do it. It's all about deflection. It's all about getting, you know, deflecting your attention to where things are not happening and getting your eyes off of what's happening. And the Democrats in D.C., they're great deflectors. It's amazing that the mainstream media can only find anonymous reports of alleged illegal actions that can't be corroborated by anyone or anything but anonymous sources. Yes, I'm confused too. Don't feel bad. Seems like the mainstream media can find anything wrong with any actions of any Democrats. Nothing. They can't find anything. No matter how much proof is offered, but it seems they can look for a conviction against any allegation made against a Republican. But they still don't get it. I was talking to a Democrat that helps with communications for the party. And they agree. They don't get it. Let's start with the leaked information that there was a Russian dossier. Remember that? And it was going to bury Trump. Many mainstream sources reported that the dossier had information that could be used to blackmail Mr. Trump. The dossier would prove that the Trump team and Mr. Trump colluded with the Russians to win the election. However, for some of you, this should infuriate you. The original dossier was funded by the Republicans when they were going to push him out of the primary. After Trump won the primary, the Democrats picked up the tab and took it over. Think about that. Republicans and the Democrats worked together to squelch Trump. And somehow that dossier never seemed to to really surface anywhere. Just like all those women that he supposedly sexually assaulted. James Clapper did admit that it existed, but that there was no evidence of collusion. CNN claimed to have it, or pieces of it anyway, and that they've been floating it around the national security groups, but again, it never surfaced. Right? James Clapper would later say that there was interference by the Russians, but never ties to Trump. Curious, right? Now, Trump, according to the left, is guilty of sexual assault against numerous women who came forward during the campaign, but seem to have either faded away, disappeared, gone the way of Clinton, I guess. Most were proven to be without merit. I don't think some they just never even went after or checked out. The press still called him guilty. He had to be guilty. That nasty man, look what he said he'd do to women. But they never were willing to get on to Billy Bob Clinton when women showed up in numbers to accuse him of sexual assault, went on to testify. Bill had to pay a few of them to go away. But that's all proof. Nothing left, anyway. Even though the mainstream media and all elected Democrats say that there is proof that Donald colluded with the Russians, Josh Marshall, working with Mueller, was tasked to find and expose any criminal activity by Trump or any one of his associates. Right? There's going to be some kind of conspiracy. It doesn't look like there's any real criminal activity. It's just amazing. Remember, bad actions aren't always illegal actions. Think that through. They push it right up against the envelope. But not every bad or distasteful action is an illegal action. Remember on May 3rd, Comey told the Senate under oath that he had not been pressured to halt any investigation. That's under oath. That's in the record. But in his recent answers, also under oath, he all of a sudden remembered that he was pressured to let Flynn go simply because the president said that he would hope that Comey would go easy on him. Now, hoping is now a crime. We're all in trouble. Acting Director McCabe alluded that the investigation into Hillary's campaign colluding with Russians was also being looked into. Nobody mentions that. That's on record as well. But Mrs. Clinton kept saying, all was good. The optics say something else. But the mainstream won't bring that to you, will they? Billy got paid over $500,000 in 2010 for speeches he gave by a Russian company. Right? So he got money from a Russian company called Renaissance Capital. Now, the Clinton Foundation received millions of dollars from Uranium One. Remember them? This was a company that was sold to the Russian government in 2010 after they got access to 20% of Americans' uranium. That's no big deal either, right? The sale needed to be approved by the Clinton State Department. Yeah, no big deal either. Mainstream media is having big heartburn that companies are seeing, or that the Trump companies are seeing a bump in revenue from foreign companies. It seems like the foreign donations to the Clinton and the Dems are okay for any reason. For a 20-minute speech that was worth $70,000 one week, and all of a sudden when she announced they're worth $500,000 the next. When the Trump people, that was actually earned dollars. These companies giving money or buying rooms or using Trump facilities, they're paying for services rendered, and that's bad. They think this is an impeachable offense because Trump Towers or the Trump corporations are making money, thinking it's at the expense of the American taxpayer. I don't know how that works. And even though Mrs. Clinton agreed to divulge all foreign donations to the Clinton Foundation, under President Obama, they seem to have forgotten to post over $2 million they got from that Uranium One company. Now, when they were pushed to do so, they refused. Again, no outrage from the Dems. I mean, we're talking John Podesta involved in 75,000 shares of stock in a Kremlin finance company. How'd that happen? Nobody has a problem with that. John's brother was paid over $24 million to lobby to get some of the sanctions lifted for a Seabrook bank. Yeah, no outrage there either, huh? I mean, I can go on and on and on with it. No outrage. That's why it's simply fake outrage. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got to reset Facebook, top of the hour. We will be back in the next hour. Lots happening. I'm not telling you what it is. You'll have to come back for it.